3 years to give that facility 15 million eggs, the number of returning adults off of those eggs will put that hatchery the first year, then 3 years from now, to 60 to 70 million eggs. Okay. And it will then what we call reach design capacity. And I must point out here that we feel, as professionals, that it was in the long-term best interest, and we're talking about years into the future, to persist with the use of the Quack River chums and not just bring eggs into the hatchery of any species for any reason, just to log in the numbers. Is that it's in the long-term best interest. And so you can't weigh the whole benefits of the program by the first couple of years when you make those types of decisions.
Okay. I'm told that there's an issue with this Kloak hatchery also involving the ownership of the property on which it sits, that we may be able or may not be able to in fact lease it based upon, I believe it's Kloak Kenya, who owns the property. They, I assume, would have to agree to any sort of a lease. Is that correct?
Yes, this is true of several of the facilities, either with a federal landlord or a native corporation landlord, and in one instance in a celiac hatchery, a private landlord. And so these people would be a third party. This happens to sit on land that will be conveyed to the Joaquinia Corporation in the early 1990s. It's held in abeyance or in escrow for them right now by the federal government. And we have a 55-year lease, of which I don't recall the exact amount of payments. So they would be a very...
So that would be another factor than in
I'd transfer. Say in this particular case an extremely important factor, because the Quack River, the Quack Lake, is deeply embedded in the culture of the area, in the folklore and the, I guess just in summation, the culture of the area. They're going to be, that corporation and the people in that area are going to be very concerned about how that facility and those fish are run and by who.
Do you think that requires any modification in how it's being addressed thus far?
Probably not, but to recognize that they are a third party in the negotiation, and that's all I can speak to.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, why Kloak was targeted comes back very clear now. What happened in the first and second round of the budget negotiations is that Fish and Game, the Fred Division, had basically were prepared to mothball that. There was not any funds for operation of that, just minimum maintenance on that. A little bit later on, the governor did throw some money in it, and that's why that was targeted out, because it's an indication that was not going to be used. And of course, we're under some pretty tight budget restraints, or at least Fred Division thought they were under tight budget restraints at that time. But they had just a maintenance level budget for that. And then later, the governor came in, I guess, after some of you went in there and spoke to him about throwing some more money into that. But I remember that was ready for mothball.
Thanks.
Madam Chairman, I could shed a little bit of light on that. This gets back to the three-way party in deciding the future of this program, is that we feel very confident in the biological end of it and confident to relate to you the financial end of what it takes to do it. The impact on an area and how important it is in that area is something that we are not experts on, and that's basically the administration and the legislative branch. For offering up Russell Creek and Kloak were not based on future potential, age of the facility, or anything like that. We said that these two facilities would have the least effect on the fisherman's life next year because they've had difficulty in the broodstock development schedule. That pieces of information had not been melded with what the legislature thinks about those particular hatcheries, why this one rather than that one, nor the people in the area. And I had several calls from people in Kloak and letters, what can we do? And I said, well, you're premature. It has to be massaged by the legislature before we can really assess whether that's going to be one of the places the program's cut. And the governor chose to add the funding in his budget, and so then it never became a debate in the legislature from that point of view. But that was the logic behind it, as poor as it may have been.
Any other questions? Brief testimony. I guess we'll be looking into the possibility of holding a teleconference on this this issue, and we have to see when we can schedule it.
Would that be?
Thank you.
Will the Fred Division be making a policy statement on this, or are you deferring to the commissioner, as you say, no position in general?
At this point, we're still working with the governor's office on it. If the governor develops a policy, we will certainly convey it to you.
I think it would be nice if that development in this teleconference would coincide with someone.
Will the commissioner be here soon?
The commissioner will not be here soon. However, we'll make sure that we're here and be familiar with the questions.
Oh, thank you.
And do you want to do that, I think?
We're talking about the meeting, bring up policy of 376 now, amending the elementary act, and I'd like to move this on committee to research.
You want to say anything?
Yeah.
I'd like to move that House Bill 376 be passed and submitted with individual recommendations.
Any objection?
Yes, ma'am.